USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has approved a $1 trillion package of road and other infrastructure projects after Democrats resolved a standoff between progressives and moderates. The House passed the measure 228 to 206, prompting prolonged cheers from the relieved Democratic side of the chamber. 13 Republicans, mostly moderates, supported the legislation, while 6 of the Democrats opposed it. Democrats postponed a second, even larger measure until later this month. Moderates had demanded a cost estimate of the $1.8 trillion measure. President Biden struck a deal with moderate and progressive Democrats on passing the infrastructure bill. They agreed to take a procedural step on the social spending package. He got assurances from moderates that they will back that bill later this month. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
U.S. officials are warning travelers to expect longer wait times beginning Monday as international travel restrictions are easing. Starting Monday, an 18-month-old travel ban on foreign tourists is being lifted, as long as they're vaccinated and have a negative COVID test within 3 days of travel. And vaccinated travelers will have to be tested within a day before boarding any flight. Pfizer says it's developing a pill that cuts rates of COVID-19 hospitalization and death by almost 90% in high-risk adults. White House Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said drugs like this are one more step toward economic recovery.
Pfizer, with the collaboration of the NIH, showed incredible promising data for its antiviral pill that treats COVID.
The White House is stressing that getting a vaccination is still the best way to prevent infections. The drug still needs approval by federal regulators. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
NASA is planning on crashing a spacecraft into an asteroid. They've produced a video explaining how and why.
The DART mission is NASA's first test of a planetary defense technique called kinetic impactor.
DART is the double asteroid redirection test. It's just a spacecraft that is going to go and smack an asteroid.
The moonlet Dimorphos, which orbits the asteroid Didymos.
And see if we can change its trajectory just a little bit.
In order to show that we can deflect incoming asteroids if we need to.
DART will only be changing the period of the orbit of Dimorphos by a tiny amount, but in space, just a little bit. It's just enough to make an asteroid actually miss us. In the event that an asteroid is discovered well ahead of time before it might impact Earth.
The solar arrays will actually roll out to 28 feet in length.
Once the solar array that deploys is going to be the size of a school bus. As the solar array opens up, it's going to swing out in this direction. The asteroid's only 2 football fields in size.
We're flying at over 6 kilometers a second.
We're super excited and nervous as well.
I feel really honored and humbled to be working in an area of science that has such a broader impact, you know, figuratively and literally.
The dinosaurs are made completely extinct by an asteroid impact so many years ago. Here we are, naturally do something about it. I think this is just wonderful.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.